All right, we're back here at One True Podcast, where we talk Baylor and Big 12. You guys like that?
I love it.
All right, good. John, Jason, Bryce, excuse me, and Chris Oliver back with us pushing the buttons this week. Guys, chalk up a loss for the Bears. Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma, came into Waco, really took it to Baylor in a 44-34 Sooner victory last Saturday. Oklahoma and that defense held Baylor's NCAA leading offense to just 416 yards, which by Baylor standards is, you know, not that much. And then the week before that, K-State limited the Bears to just 103 yards on the ground. Are you guys beginning to see some signs of concern for this offense?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think part of that is both K-State and Oklahoma's offenses were controlling the ball pretty well. So they took a lot of time off the clock. But against the Sooners, Baylor had, in the first half, they had four straight, I don't know if it was punts. They might have had some turnovers there, but they didn't score.
Right. Empty possessions.
Empty possessions, yeah. So, you know, that's that just usually doesn't happen.
Right. We're used to seeing this team go up and down the field in, you know, 90 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. And against the Sooners, Baylor ran the ball really well that first drive. But after that, they didn't run it well at all.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, Oklahoma figured some things out and shut them down.
And there's no question Oklahoma's defense is pretty stout.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid unit. And I think maybe that might have been the worst thing that Baylor could have done is just – come out and run the ball as well as it did, you know, in that first drive. Because after that, it's like, well, we did it. You know, let's keep trying it. You know, it seemed like they got a little conservative, which is you don't really normally see with a Baylor team. I think, you know, Oklahoma was able to kind of stack things in there. And, you know, it was almost like they were kind of daring them to beat them, you know, with the pass. Obviously, they're, you know, rolling coverage to Corey Coleman, but they're basically saying, all right, you know, beat us with somebody else. And, you know, they weren't able to do it. I don't know if that had anything to do with the weather. It was a little misty. The ball might have been a little wet. And, you know, maybe Coach Briles didn't want to take too many chances throwing the ball, you know, trying to get the ball down the field and that kind of stuff. But, you know, you usually see them take a few deep shots, and they just didn't have that many, it looked like, built into this game plan. So I don't know if it was a little bit of the weather, if it's, you know, kind of trying to protect Stidham and kind of be able to control things a little bit differently for him. But it wasn't exactly the same kind of offense that we're used to seeing.
I felt like it was the perfect storm a little bit. That wasn't actually a pun intended there. But the weather, I thought, you know, Stidham getting banged up early in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, he looked a little not right at times. And then, you know, the fact that, like we said, Oklahoma, you know, if you look at the defensive rankings, they're, you know, they lead the Big 12. They're among the national leaders. You know, they have a really good defensive unit, and I thought did a lot of things to take away things from Baylor. So, you know, you got to give the Sooners some credit as well. The challenge intensifies a little bit this week because the Bears travel to a place that they haven't won since 1939. Even John Werner was not around in 1939.
But Dave Campbell was.
Dave Campbell was, yes. 90 years old Dave. Stillwater's a tough place to go anytime. But this year, Baylor will face an Oklahoma State team that is unbeaten on the year. You know, they're still trying to get into that four-team college football playoff. And it's a pick'em game as far as the betting lines say. You know, I would think usually you give the home team a three-point advantage, so Oklahoma State, you know, probably favored there. But any chance the Bears pull off the upset?
I'm going to take Oklahoma State in this game. And history has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Baylor went up to Oklahoma last year and won for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
They don't have a lot of firsts left to accomplish,
yeah.
And this would be one.
Yeah, but I think that's the hardest place to play in the Big 12, just because those fans are right on top of you. There's hardly any line on the sideline, any room on the sidelines. And, you know, I think opposing teams just kind of feel suffocated there.
Yeah, that's a good word for it, because you get that Gallagher-Iba basketball arena backing up to the stadium and kind of closing it in even more. And like you said, the seats are close to the field and the fans are nuts. And, I mean, every time we've ever gone there, it's all orange. I mean,